Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Tel Aviv are clear tonight, offering a break from the heat earlier. In Jerusalem, it's a mild evening, making it a pleasant time to be outside. Meanwhile, in Haifa, the temperatures are cooling down as night falls. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran warns Israel of retaliation as diplomacy struggles to prevent renewed fighting. That's according to Ynet from earlier this hour. Also, in a precise airstrike, the head of the Nukba unit that attacked the Raim camp on October 7th was eliminated. Mariv reported this 4 hours ago. Also this hour, fearing a loss of control, Trump reportedly does not want Israel to participate in attacks on Iran. Walla shared this 14 minutes ago. Separately, Israel reportedly tells the U.S. about a new Iranian plot to assassinate Trump. That report comes from Forward, 34 minutes ago. And finally, an Iranian official threatens Israel with targeting if U.S. strikes on infrastructure continue. I-24 News covered this 2 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Amichai Stein, a journalist, wrote just minutes ago that Trump has claimed Iran requested to continue talks, and the U.S. agreed, but stated the ceasefire is over. Al Arabiya English posted 9 minutes ago, directing readers to an article with further details. Raylan Givens, known online as Jewish Warrior 13, posted just in that Trump announced the Islamic Republic of Iran wants to resume talks, but the U.S. declared the ceasefire over. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's warning to Israel. According to Ynet, regional mediators led by Qatar are working hard to prevent renewed fighting between the U.S. and Iran. However, Tehran has issued a threat of retaliation against Israel. This development adds tension to an already volatile region, affecting diplomatic efforts. Turning to the airstrike on the head of the Nukba unit, Yahya Said Mohammad Hamdan, responsible for an attack on the Raim camp, was killed in the Gaza Strip. Mariv reports that this targeted strike aims to weaken Hamas's military capabilities. This action could escalate tensions further and impact civilian safety in the area. Meanwhile, Walla reports that Israeli sources have revealed to CNN that the U.S. administration is apprehensive about Israeli involvement in potential attacks on Iran. The concern is that such participation could complicate international relations and diplomatic efforts. This reflects the delicate balance of power and alliances in the Middle East. Separately, Forward has learned that Israel has shared intelligence with the U.S. about an Iranian plot to assassinate former President Donald Trump. This revelation highlights the ongoing threats and complex nature of international espionage and security concerns. It underscores the fragile nature of U.S.-Iran relations. And finally, I-24 News details an Iranian official's threat to target Israel if U.S. strikes on Iranian infrastructure continue. This statement comes amidst heightened tensions and could influence future military and diplomatic strategies in the region. The ongoing conflict poses risks for regional stability and security. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that the ongoing conflict has exposed an economic truth. Israel's ability to produce domestically is crucial as global supply chains face disruptions. This highlights the importance of self-sufficiency in times of crisis. Separately, Israel Hayom Business features Doron Raz, who defends home care companies from claims of profiting at the expense of the elderly. He argues that critics misunderstand the field, pointing to the essential services these companies provide. And finally, CTech discusses the evolving skill set required for future tech workers. Executives from leading companies like AppsFlyer and Monday.com stress that creativity is increasingly important as traditional thinking takes a backseat in today's innovation-driven market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday, Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.